This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 364 for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its rally on Tuesday amidst mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Crude oil was trading higher due to speculation over possible interest rate cuts in the United States, as well as Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil. However, European rapeseed was lower. The Canadian dollar was up 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract was up $5.60 per ton at $646.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Monday that the U.S. corn crop was 12% planted as of April 21st, matching last year's pace and 2 points above the five-year average. The USDA also reported 3% of the crop having emerged, 1 point above average at this time of year. The weekend will see widespread precipitation across corn-growing regions in the U.S. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his production estimates unchanged for Brazilian corn at 112 million tons and Argentine corn at 50 million. The Argentine crop is showing some evidence of spiroplasma, also known as corn stunt disease, which can greatly reduce production. The July corn contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.53. Soybean plantings in the U.S. were 8% complete, 1 point ahead of trade expectations while matching last year's pace and double the five-year average. Dr. Cordonnier also left his South American soybean production estimates unchanged at 147 million tons for Brazil and 51 million for Argentina. Iran and Algeria purchased 60,000 and 70,000 tons of soy meal, respectively. The July soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.82. The U.S. winter wheat crop dropped in quality, now rated 50% good to excellent, after receiving a 55% rating the week before. The winter wheat crop was also 17% headed, 4 points above the five-year average. As for the country's spring wheat crop, it was 15% planted, 5 points above average, and 2% emerged, 1 point below normal. The European Union's Crop Monitoring Service, MARS, raised its forecast for the region's soft wheat crop to 5.93 tons per hectare, up from 5.91 in March and 2% above last year. Taiwan tendered to purchase 106,000 tons of wheat for June-July shipment, while Algeria tendered for 50,000 tons of durum for June shipment. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.03. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.75. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.